WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Hunter Rivers here, and welcome back to Spartan Mental Gym. We're all about pumping up that mental toughness, one daily workout at a time. Today's focus is something we often shy away from, solitude. Yeah, I know, it sounds boring, like staring blankly at a wall for hours on end. But trust me, this isn't your grandma's knitting circle. We're talking about intentional alone time, the kind that can actually supercharge your mental health. Think of it like this. In today's world, we're constantly bombarded with noise. Notifications buzzing, people talking, news flashing by. It's a never-ending stream of stimulation. Ever feel like your brain is just on overdrive? You know that feeling when you're trying to focus, but your mind's racing a mile a minute? That's where solitude comes in. It's like hitting the reset button. So, what's the deal with solitude and mental health? Here are five key takeaways to keep in mind. 1. Solitude is self-care. Let's face it, taking care of yourself isn't always glamorous. It's about making conscious choices that prioritize your well-being. And sometimes that means saying no to the party, the extra meeting, or even just putting your phone down for a bit. Solitude is your chance to recharge, reflect, and reconnect with yourself without distractions. It's like hitting that refresh button on your mental state. 2. Boosting creativity. Ever notice how you sometimes get those aha moments when you're alone? That's because solitude allows your mind to wander freely, make connections, and explore new ideas. It's like giving your brain a playground to run wild. This is crucial for problem solving, innovation, and even just coming up with fresh perspectives on things. 3. Stress reduction. Imagine this. You're sitting in a peaceful park, enjoying the sunshine, listening to the birds chirping. Sounds pretty relaxing, right? That's because solitude has been proven to reduce stress hormones like cortisol. When you're alone, you can escape the constant demands and pressures of life, giving your mind and body a chance to calm down and de-stress. It's like hitting the pause button on that stressful movie playing in your head. 4. Improved focus. In today's world, distractions are everywhere. Email notifications, social media updates, that coworker who just won't stop talking. You get the idea. Solitude helps you regain control of your focus. By minimizing distractions and creating space for quiet contemplation, you can sharpen your mental clarity and concentration. 5. Emotional regulation. Ever feel like you're on an emotional roller coaster? Solitude gives you the time and space to process your emotions in a healthy way. You can reflect on your experiences, understand your feelings better, and develop coping mechanisms that serve you. It's like having a mental check-in, allowing yourself to acknowledge what's going on inside without judgment. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're stuck in traffic, late for an important meeting. You're feeling stressed, anxious, maybe even a little irritated. You know that when you get there, things will be hectic. This is where solitude could save the day. Take 5 minutes before you enter that stressful situation. Pull over to a safe spot, close your eyes, and take some deep breaths. Allow yourself a moment of quiet reflection. You can visualize a calm and collected version of yourself, handling the meeting with ease. Even 5 minutes of solitude can make a world of difference in how you approach a challenging situation. Remember, solitude isn't about being antisocial or shutting people out. It's about creating space for yourself to recharge, grow, and connect with your inner strength. So, don't be afraid to embrace those moments of quiet. You might just surprise yourself with what you discover. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who needs to hear it, someone who could benefit from a little mental gym workout. And if you found value in today's episode, leave a review and let me know your thoughts. We're building a community here at Spartan Mental Gym, and we're stronger together. Until tomorrow, keep pushing those mental boundaries.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.